The Colcloughs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Come in, Mrs. Steele.
Morning, Doctor.
Do sit down. Now, let me see. I was giving you something to help you over the shock of that fire, wasn't I? How are you feeling now? You look better than you did.
Oh, yes, Tom. I'm feeling a lot better.
Good. So we can forget that little problem and have a look at your other little problem.
What problem?
Well, not to put too fine a point on it, your drink problem.
Who says I've got a drink problem?
Well, I was talking to your daughter.
Dawn? Oh, you don't want to take notice of her. She's only a kid, is Dawn. She's no experience of the world. She thinks just because I have a splash of whiskey in my tea occasionally, that makes me an alcoholic. I mean, I ask
it's
you.
Not just Dawn. I've even noticed you myself on occasion.
Well, I'm not saying I don't go overboard a bit on occasions when I need a bit of Dutch courage. Well, who done it? You're not telling me you've never had a skinful.
Perhaps it's the frequency of such occasions.
No! Only problem I've got with booze is how to pay for it. I'm only on a widow's pension, you know. It don't go far these days.
I understood you were getting a job.
Oh, another of Dawn's fantasies. I tell you, you should take no notice of what kids say.
Well, but surely you've thought of getting a job. I mean, you came here, for instance, after the cleaning
room. Oh, that? Well, that were only because I heard you were in difficulties for help you out, like. I wouldn't normally consider a cleaning job. I'm a cut above cleaning.
Then perhaps some other job. It might help you financially and occupy your mind.
Occupy me? I've got enough occupying my mind. Thank you very much.
Well, perhaps we'll leave that topic for the moment. What I'd like to do, Mrs. Steele, is refer you to the SAAS.
SAAS? You're going to have them shoot me, what?
The Staffordshire Alcohol Advisory Service.
I don't know as I need any advice about alcohol. I know about sherry and whiskey and gin, and I don't go in for any of them fancy drinks.
They give you advice on how to cut down, how not to rely so much on drink for those bad occasions you were talking about earlier.
I don't rely on drink. I could give it up tomorrow if I wanted.
Then why don't you? If you can't afford it.
I don't know. You're confusing me.
They treat it as a family problem. Dawn should go along as well.
I've told you. Dawn, no.
Look,
nothing.
Will you give it a try? Just go along and see how you get on.
Yeah?
Mr. Colcloth?
Yeah?
Is this the house that's to let?
Who told you that?
The warden's office at the Poly. They said if I came round.
I've not contacted the Poly.
But it is to let.
Could be. It's half promised to somebody else.
Well, any chance of a look at it?
Yeah, all right. Come in. I'm just finishing some painting. I'm doing it up.
Hey, it's smashing. How soon would it be ready?
Well, they haven't made my mind up about letting it yet. Anyway, I thought this time of year all students were on holiday.
Oh, no. I've got a vac job here. And anyway, me and my mates, we don't want to be left high and dry like last year. We want to get in first, like.
Why? What happened last year?
Oh, they hadn't anywhere to put us up. We were sleeping on a floor in the gym for 2 weeks. And when they did find us some accommodation, it was miles away. 2 bus rides, you know, useless. Hey. Is this the kitchen through here?
When you say your mates, how many of you?
Oh, 4 of us. We could pay you 30 quid a week.
30 quid for a whole house?
No, each. 30 quid a week each. £120 altogether. If it's big enough, there's a 5th bloke who'd like to join us. Can I look upstairs?
Oh, help yourself. 120 smackers a week. Perhaps even 150. That's talking, that is.
I've just been around your house again, Ray. There was nobody there.
My mother-in-law, that's because I were here.
Got yourself fixed up behind bar, then?
Just a couple of hours a day helping Will fight.
And can you manage that with your sticks?
Well, I can manage for a bit. And I got one of these bar stools to sit on when I get tired. I'm doing all right, Tar. Are you wanting a drink?
Who's paying?
Well, you are, since you're at that side of the bar and I'm this.
Mingy beggar. Make Make it a slimline on its own, then. I'll imagine gin.
Couldn't dine on alcohol, then.
I've got no option, Ray. I'm feeling pinched now I'm having manage on my pension. It were my little cleaning job what paid for my gin. I've got cut out all my luxuries now.
What a sob story. Here, go on. I'll pour a gin in it. You can have it on me.
I am grateful, Ray. You're a good son-in-law to me.
Aye, well, just don't make a habit of it, eh? Else a couple of quid Wilf slips and you'll all go in gin.
Where is Wilf come to that?
He's in the ladies' loo's doing a bit of mopping night. His latest cleaners let him dine again.
She didn't she?
I reckon he don't pay him enough, then he nags them fit to bust. They wouldn't have put up with it these days.
Do you reckon I've got a chance then?
I thought you said you wouldn't work here if he got dine on his bended knees, ask you.
I did, and I'm sticking by it. But, maybe he will. Who knows?
The pigs make fly. You've worn your welcome out in this pub.
We shall see.
No chance.
I'm home, Mum.
Hello, love. How'd you get on at school this morning?
All right. I got that homework back I worried about, and it's given me 7 out of 10.
Oh, that's good.
Well, it's not exactly good, but it's improving. So, I'm keeping my side of the bargain. What about you? Did you go see Dr. Edmund?
Of course, and he says I'm looking a lot better and he's taking me off them tablets.
Ace! And what else?
What else? What else should there be?
Well, he told me he might refer you to the SAAS.
Oh, he did he? You're very thick with Dr. Edmund all of a sudden.
So?
Well, he might have mentioned it.
Mum, you've got to try. If Dr. Edmund thinks it'll help, you must give it a go. You promised.
No, I don't know.
Mum?
Well, I might go. Just for once. See where it's like.
And I'll come with you. When's the appointment?
Nah, if I go, I'm going on my own. I'm not taking you.
But Dr. Edmund told me they like to see all the family. Talk it over together.
He said nowt about that to me.
Mum, are you sure?
Oh, look at the time. I shall have to get ready. Connie's taking me to bingo this afternoon. That big place in Anley.
Mum!
The pie's ready in the oven.
That gin and slimline's put new heart in me, Ray.
Good.
Another had just put finishing touch.
Not on me, though, Duck. I'm saving up for me holidays. Oh, I never told you, did I? That suggestion you made about me and Reenie going on holiday. I went down the travel agent and booked us in. Fortnight in Mallorca, end of July.
You never.
Aye, and Reenie were real chuffed. She even managed to smile for once, so I owe you one there.
Well, if you owe me one.
Oh, I'll let me send in for that. Gears your glass.
You're lucky you can afford a holiday. Some of us can't even afford a coach trip to Rill.
Only because of me compensation. That one will last forever.
Still, I would have thought. 10,000 smackers. You could have booked a holiday for 3, took your own mother. I'm not going to be with you forever, you know.
Thank God for that.
I would have thought you could have made room in your case for an old age pension.
Luke, here's your gin and slimline, you mouldy old scrounger. Don't push your luck. I don't want to get Lanny with that job too often.
Been doing a bit of mopping, have you, Wolf?
And don't you look so pleased with you, son?
I like to see a man doing a bit of work, pretty.
Ah, well, it's only for today. I've got somebody starting tomorrow.
That's what you said last week.
Anyway, I wouldn't have offered a job to you, not if you were last cleaner on earth.
I wouldn't have your rotten job anyway. Not pro tea in China.
Good. We both know where we stand then.
Not at rates you pay. £2.50 an hour. You wouldn't get a monkey working for that.
I'm thinking maybe I shall have to put it up a bit. Forget somebody's new job.
How much?
Oh, £2.75.
You must be joking. Who in the right minds would come for that?
£3. I might put it up as far as £3.
£3 an hour and gin and slimline. Done.
Hey! I never said...
I'll start tomorrow.
Right, that's your lawn done, Dad.
Hey, thanks a lot, son. It's more I can cope with is that garden. And I'm fair whacked today to start with.
Why, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been doing a bit behind the bar, outbound Wilfite. Just when he gets a bit of a rush on, Lark.
And it's knocked you out, has it?
Nah, not what you'd say knocked out. Just, well, I feel like putting me fate up for 30 minutes. But I mean, stick it if I can. I've got out of the habit of working this last year. Mm. I thought helping Wilf might ease me back in gradually.
It's an easy habit to get out of. Me, I'm getting used to a bit of a lie-in. Taking me time over my breakfast, watching a bit of telly, all that.
You're not looking for another job then?
I haven't made my mind up yet what I want to do. And I've been patching my house up and slapping a bit of paint on.
Don't leave it too long.
No, Dad, I want to.
You're looking a bit... well, as though you got something on your mind. You don't mind me asking.
Ah, you're right. I have got something on my mind. I half promised something and now I can't afford it.
Well, the only thing, lad, is put your cards on the table. Tell them how things stand. God, nobody blame you now you're out of work. Just be open with them.
Aye, I expect you're right.
By heck, but it's a big place, Connie.
Have you never played bingo before?
Of course I have. Not on this scale. There must be your kids here.
You should see it when it's really full. Did you get your strips?
Yeah, I got five. £5 for five strips. It's daylight robbery.
I've got a feeling it's my lucky day. I've already had one stroke of luck and I feel set up for another.
What stroke of luck have you had already?
Not much.
I am really looking forward to this. I love it when they say two little ducks and legs 11. Makes me laugh. Two fat ladies, that's us, isn't it?
Look, you're right behind the times you are. Them sort of things went out with that. They just can't number out plain now. No hanky-panky.
Well, that sounds boring. Oh, never mind. I brought me flask so we can have a good giggle. Hey, you want to drop now to get you going?
Yeah, I hope you're not going to show me up, Elaine Steele. There's no giggling these days. It's deadly serious. If you start making a noise once they start playing, you'll be getting us thrown out.
Oh, that sounds deadly. We should never come.
Mark?
Mark. I've been waiting for you, Mark. Is the house ready for me auntie yet? Can she come and see it?
Look, I'm in a rush. I haven't got time to explain, but I'll see you tomorrow. Or sometime.
But Mark! You promised! Mark? Mark!
Well, no sign of your lucky day so far. All them £100 prizes, we've not had so much as a nibble. What time does it finish?
Soon, but I'm not interested in them. £100 is nowt. I'm waiting for Biggin.
What's Biggin?
Regional. Regional prize. They link up with Derby and them.
Derby?
By Derby and a whole lot of other towns, I forget which. It makes for a real big prize. We're not talking hundreds, we're talking thousands. Hey, up, this will be it. Listen.
What, the big one?
Ah.
Anyone line?
Anyone line?
First number. The crowd are ready?
Yeah!
One line, first number. It's 6 and 4, 64.
Yeah! Yeah!
4 and 1, 41.
No.
9, by itself, number 9.
No.
3 and 9, 39.
Yeah!
Oh, come on. 2, 20. 5 and 4, 54.
I haven't got one yet.
3, 0, 30. 1, 6, 16.
It's got to happen. Hey, are you getting them? I'm not.
7, 5, 75. 4 and 8.
Have we had 27?
Shush!
Have we had 27?
86. 1 and 8, 18. 5, 0, 50.
We had 27.
3 and 1, 31. 8, 0, 80.
Anybody think you'd won a street?
I knew I would have a fee.
Hey, does that mean you've won? How much were it? 3,500?
Well, you've got to check with other places, but it'd be half an hour before I know for certain. But cross your fingers for me, Elaine. Cross them like you've never crossed them before.
Today's episode was written by Joyce Holliday. The Coal Cloughs was created by Tony Perrin and is a Mike Hotwood production.
The
The Coalcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.